Welcome to the first teacher outreach podcast from the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. We're a federal agency, most commonly referred to as the SEC. My name is Vadim. I'm an attorney here at the SEC and a member of the teacher outreach team, and I'm going to be your host for these podcasts. Joining me today is Heather, who's also an attorney on the team.
Hi, Vadim. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. So, as you know, our mission at the SEC is to protect investors. This podcast series is designed to do just that, help protect you, the investor, by providing information that educators need to invest in retirement plans offered by their school districts, often called 403B or 457B plans. So our first podcast starts with answering the fundamental question of why you should consider investing even if you already have a pension. And then later podcasts will discuss all the things that you need to know about your investment options.
Those are really great topics, Vadim. Given what we've been hearing from teachers and educators at our outreach events, I think educators just want to learn more about their 403B and 457B plans, what their investment options are the providers that are coming to them actually vetted by their school districts, and how can they protect and actually grow their investment?
Yeah.
There's just a lot of different questions about the basics of investing out there.
Right. So, Heather, you've been to a lot of these events. What stood out for you?
Vadim, for me, what stood out are some pretty interesting stories that drive home the importance of being an informed investor. The one that has stayed with me through these months is about a salesperson who showed up at a holiday party, acting like he was a part of the educator community to gain everyone's trust because he wanted to sell them investments. He got one teacher to meet with him the next day at the school, ended up selling him a product that was not suitable for him, had high fees, and it was more suitable for the investment advisor than it was for the actual educator.
Well, I actually remember that one. And I think stories like that are exactly why we want to make sure that educators have the information that they need. Our podcasts are designed to provide that information. We're going to cover topics like, why should I invest if I already have a pension? What are 403B and 457B plans? And what about their Roth counterparts? We're going to discuss some questions to ask an investment advisor and also how to avoid investment fraud. We're going to talk about what fees and expenses you could get charged. And finally, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty with topics like what are annuities and what are mutual funds.
I'm definitely going to tune into those, Vadim. And I think those are going to be really important for our listeners. But before we sign off, I want to thank our educators for what they do in their classrooms every day. As you know, many of us have spouses, friends, family that are teachers. And we know how much they give of themselves and put into their job every day in their classrooms. So thank you, educators.
Definitely, Heather. We know it's such a tough job. So with that, thanks so much, Heather, for joining me to kick off these podcasts.
You're welcome, Vadim. It's been my pleasure.
It's a really exciting project for us here at the SEC. To our listeners, we're thrilled to have you join us. And please go ahead and tell your colleagues about us as well. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're at @SF_SEC. And you can check out our website that's designed just for you at www.sec.gov/teachers. You can also find more helpful information about investing more generally at www.investor.gov. Here's also a very important disclaimer. The views expressed in these podcasts are not necessarily those of the SEC, the commissioners, or other members of the staff.